Hi, Entrepreneuristas. I am so excited to finally reveal our big news that we've been waiting to share with each of you. We are launching the Entrepreneurista 100 Awards, and applications are officially open. Are you a standout founder who deserves to be recognized and honored for all of the hard work and dedication you've put into building your business? Or perhaps you know a fellow Entrepreneurista who should be nominated to be on our list? You can head over to entrepreneurista.com/100 to apply to be recognized on the Entrepreneurista 100 list. That's entrepreneurista.com/100 to apply today.
I don't think you'll ever meet someone who's really successful that does not have a business coach or a life coach or both. You need that second set of eyes and ears. You need that person to lean on. And also for expanding, we should always be surrounding ourselves with people that are expanding us. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? So who's expanding you? It's really, really crucial.
The Entrepreneurista Podcast Network presents Startups in Stilettos, your guide to getting your business off the ground.
We're your hosts. I'm Jessica Abo, media trainer and journalist.
And I'm Stephanie Carton, co-founder of Entrepreneurista, Socialfly, and Market. Each week, we'll talk to a new startup founder about how they turned their great idea into a business.
And then Stephanie and I will answer their questions about taking that business to the next level.
Get ready to grow your business and put your best heel forward. Hi, everyone. Today, we are talking to Adriana Keefe. She is the owner of Adriana Keefe, a human design coaching and speaking business. Adriana is a former real estate agent, and during her second maternity leave, she decided that she could not go back to the corporate grind. And I know many of us can relate to that. After taking time to figure out what her priorities were, Adriana realized that her passion is to help high-achieving women create harmony in their lives without sacrificing their goals. She does this through manifestation, human design, and the rewiring of your brain to get you where you want to go. Adriana, I am so excited to have this conversation with you today. I want to learn all about what human design is. And I think I know a little bit about the rewiring of your brain because I feel like I talk to people about that and speaking positive affirmations, but I bet there's so much more to it. So I cannot wait to have this conversation with you. Thank you so much for being here, Adriana.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited. This is one of the podcasts that I've been eyeing for some time now. And I was like, ooh, I want to be on there. I want to talk to Steph.
Well, good. I'm so glad we could finally make it happen. See, you speak something into the universe, right? And It comes true.
There it happens, right?
So tell me a little bit about the backstory of how your business came to be. I know I just shared with our audience in your intro, you know, you were working in the corporate world and a mom and realized it just wasn't for you anymore. And I know a lot of people can relate to that. How did you decide to go off on your own and start your own business?
Yeah, there was obviously a lot that went into that, but I will keep it as short and sweet as possible. I was an award-winning realtor and I was doing well. You know, everything looked great from the outside. I was married by then and I was pregnant with my second child and I was absolutely miserable. I couldn't sleep at night. The stress of my job really took a toll on me, struggling with people-pleasing tendencies and anxiety and all of that. So real estate is really not for someone who struggles with that. But at that point, I had gone to school for veterinary. I was in the veterinary field for some time, and then I worked in research in the lab, and then I transitioned to real estate. And so at this point, I've had that feeling of like, I can't keep switching careers. What am I doing with my life? And I have what I now call my quarter life crisis, because after interviewing so many business owners and people on why they do what they do and how they found what they love, they were all like, wow, you're really young to be going through this. This is like a midlife crisis. And I was like, well, I guess it is. And after multiple life coaches and business coaches, I started to recognize through the help of one amazing business coach whose name is Amina Altai. She's absolutely wonderful. She helped me recognize that coaching was where my heart really was. I was in the network marketing model at the time just for fun. And I loved coaching with the team. She kind of convinced me. I didn't want to branch out on my own at first, but then I started to, and it was very much, it's still evolving all the time. Oh my gosh, it's been 2 years now since I branched off on my own. And at first I started with a lot of the passion and purpose life coaching because everyone was asking me how I figured it out. How did I get to that point? And over time I had what I consider to be my spiritual awakening. I think I'm still in it, honestly. still really trying to navigate what I believe in spiritually. And that, over time, I started to kind of come out of the closet, if you will, about my spirituality and what I believed in. And then people really resonated with that. So then this past spring, I had a different business coach I was working with, also amazing. And she was like, you need to lean in human design. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if that's really like, you know, it felt scary being the expert in something. So eventually I caved to that one too. And I started offering that. And it's just, it's been amazing ever since.
Can you explain to us, for those of us who do not know exactly what the human design model of business coaching is, what exactly is it?
Also a loaded question, but if you've ever heard of the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs StrengthsFinder, everything like that, their personality tests that people sometimes really live and breathe by, that never really resonated with me. In my head, I was like, it's a personality test. Of course, you're going to get that answer. So when human design, which was introduced to me by Amina Altai, when I was going through a lot of my struggles, she showed it to me, and I had never, ever felt so seen and validated in my entire life. I mean, my design is literally why I jump from thing to thing, why I feel like I latch onto something, learn it really well, and then need to move on. And what it is it's based on, it's astrology based, but also with Kabbalah and the I Ching and astronomy. So it's based on your time and place of birth. And, you know, without going into too much detail, the neutrinos from the sun, and it literally imprints on your soul, on your being. I have yet to find it be inaccurate, which is why I've still continued to lean on it so, so much. It's literally like an energetic blueprint for your soul. I've heard of it being described as like the driver's manual for your car. It's really telling you everything you need to know about yourself and how to make decisions in order to move forward without the conditioning of society.
That is so interesting. Can you give me an example of once you had this done for you with your coach and you realized how you were and everything made sense, how did you then take that information and put it into practice with your decision making in your life?
What's really funny about that is I didn't really. I had so much going on, you know, I was having a baby. And then ever since then, I've since had a third child, and I knew this information and I was learning more about it over time and studying it. But I didn't truly lean into it with my business until last spring. And then when I started to understand, oh, I make decisions this way, what it's turned into in my business is more flow, less force, working a lot less. You know, the constant to-do list and pushing yourself and following everyone else's strategies, and your coach is telling you to build your business this way because it works. And then you try and do that and it doesn't work for you. And then you feel like a failure and you're questioning your entire career. And everyone here knows what I'm talking about. They're all entrepreneurs. So that's when I started to realize I need to really lean into my design. And I need to really make decisions from my, I have what's called emotional authority. So from an emotional clarity standpoint, and by doing that, I fell into so much more alignment energetically and everything. And it's been, I don't want to say smooth sailing, but I don't have to push myself as hard. I am not burnt out. Things just fall into place. And the decisions are like, this was what was supposed to be said.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Can you share maybe what some of the biggest challenges you had were as you went out on your own and started your new business? Because so many of our Entrepreneurista League members like yourself are fairly new in business, you know, 1 to 2, 3 years. And there's a lot of learning lessons, especially in those first few years. So what were some of the challenges you faced and maybe how you overcame them as well?
Two of the biggest challenges, I'd say the first would be trying to do everything, because people would tell you, no, go network in the Facebook groups. No, go pitch to PR. No, go to networking events. And so you're trying to just be like, well, if I can do everything, that'll increase my chances, right, of finding success. And then you're not finding success very well in any of them, and you're feeling extremely burnt out. That was very much me. As a manifesting generator by human design, we want to do and be a lot of things. And we can manage that, but not in that way. Like manifesting generators, you tend to see have multiple streams of income and multiple hobbies that keep them really passionate, but not so much in the, let's build this business by doing 12 different ways of building it. It doesn't work like that. And I wish someone had told me to just pick one route, really run with it, really get good with that one thing. And if it still doesn't feel good or if it's not working for you after maybe like 60 days, then try something new. But the second part being that even if you hire a coach, maybe that coach is really good at networking and speaking and wants you to do the same thing. And you feel like you want to do that thing, but then you try and do it and it doesn't feel right and you're not finding success. Whatever that coach's modality is, or your friends who are entrepreneurs and they say, oh, no, do this. This works. And then it doesn't work for you. And you start to question why you became an entrepreneur. You're like, this obviously isn't for me. In reality, it has nothing to do with them giving you bad advice or you being bad at what you do. It's simply that they don't know how you're energetically wired to do things unless there's someone who works in something like human design and can understand that. They can't give you the exact tools that you need. And as much as I love all of the coaches I've ever had, I wish I had known things like that before forcing myself to do what didn't feel good just because I'm like, well, this is what I'm supposed to do, right? I'm supposed to hustle and keep going in those Facebook groups and keep doing that. And after 30 days, I'd be wiped and I would see no return on my time. And so it's just about, like, I don't want to ever throw other coaches under the bus, but I do want to point out that you can't expect someone else's success to be the same exact way that you build it. It doesn't work like that.
I think that's a really good point, and I'm glad that you shared that. And also, I love that you've always invested in coaches for yourself and have now become one yourself. Courtney and I have worked with a business coach, Leslie, for many, many years, and we credit her coaching and direction and help with so much of the success that we've had by having this other person to be able to talk to and communicate with and have that feedback loop. So I think it's important for entrepreneurs to know, you know, working with a coach, it's not a bad thing. It's actually really amazing and it can really help take your business forward. And when you invest in yourself and you invest in your business, as you see, you can have these incredible breakthroughs and returns.
1,000%. I don't think you'll ever meet someone who's really successful that does not have a business coach or a life coach or both. You need that second set of eyes and ears. You need that person to lean on. And also for expanding, we should always be surrounding ourselves with people that are expanding us. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? So who's expanding you? It's really, really crucial.
Hi, Entrepreneuristas. Stephanie here. Are payment processing costs sinking your business? Could your business be overpaying on each one of those transactions? It is time to stop letting an outdated payment system hold your business back. PaySafe connects small business owners with modern, customized plans and solutions designed to save you time and money, because nothing is more important when running your business. From customized plans to the latest equipment, find out what the future could look like for your business when you start saving with PaySafe Small Business. To learn more, visit paysafe.com/ENTPOD. That's paysafe.com/ENTPOD to learn how PaySafe can help you grow your business. I want to hear some of your tips for your favorite business tools and solutions that you've used in your business, especially in the early days to help grow.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny because I listen to the podcast, obviously, and I hear these entrepreneurs with these awesome like Airtable and all that. And I'm like, oh my God, like what do I use? Like I'm still stuck on like Google Drive a lot of the time. But
Google Drive is great.
Isn't it, right? I'm pretty organized on Google Drive.
Yeah.
But I'd say Canva has been a solid investment for me for a very long time. And I don't ever see me giving that up. I mean, Canva is so great and it just keeps expanding and getting better and better. It can be used for so many things, both business and professional. And then the other thing that's been making it easier for me, because I am not an Excel person. I'm not like a numbers person. I love money. I love money. We can talk about money all day, but I don't do numbers well. And so QuickBooks, the self-employed, such a game changer for me. I know at some point soon I'm going to need to hire a bookkeeper, but for right now, I really feel in my money journey, it's important for me to be hands-on with my money. And so QuickBooks, self-employed, has been super easy for me. Really, really easy, actually. So I think those would be my top two. And Google Drive.
We love all of those. Big Canva fans. Can't run a business without Canva, that is for
Seriously.
Sure. And QuickBooks. Ooh. And I don't know, have you met Erin Pohan? She's in the Entrepreneurista League.
Oh, yeah, I have. I've had, I think, 2 coffee chats with her. Yeah.
Okay, good. So yeah, when you're ready for a bookkeeper, there you go. Well, speaking of connections in the Entrepreneurista League, are there any connections, dream connections or introductions that I can help make for you?
Let me start by saying this. When I joined Entrepreneurista, I dove in. And I feel like when you're in a networking community, the only way you're going to get something out of it is by giving to it. So I have done so many one-to-one connection calls with people within there. It's been wonderful. And so now that I'm trying to think of someone who I haven't connected with, I tend to reach out to everyone who I really do. And then I was like, well, I mean, I really want to connect with Steph. And I was like, she's going to hate that answer because that's like, I'm right here.
Well, here we are.
Right? But I did miss an event back in July with Jessica Abo.
She usually co-hosts the podcast with me too, but she
that
just had a
her?
Baby. So,
oh,
yes.
Oh, because I've heard her on and I didn't know which Jessica.
She's on maternity leave right now, but I will connect you with her as well.
I just admire her. And I feel, you know, when you look at someone's picture and you're like, I need to talk to that person. Like I had that. So well, that's amazing. Is she doing well?
Yeah, she's doing great. She just had another that's little awesome. Girl and Aww. I miss recording here with her, but she should be back soon. So I will make that email intro so you two can definitely connect.
Thank you. I love that you asked people that.
Yeah, no, it's so important. I mean, that is why we have this community, because we want to help everyone network, connect, do business together, have all of those intros and connections that you will need to help grow your business. And that's what we're here for. One question for you that we didn't get to chat about before that I was curious about, in terms of your services and what you offer, who are your ideal clients that you are looking to work with? And what are the exact services now that you offer? I'm assuming it's evolved over the past year since you first started.
Yeah, it's continuing to, but for sure, I still do very much one-to-one coaching. That's very much for the woman who's in the phase that I was in. I'm burnt out. Why is this not working for me? I need to identify a different way. Why is this not working? So that's really who I work with. And I recently just started my first group program as well. So we're in like week 3 of that. It's amazing. It's helping me build out an online course. So they're like my beta testers kind of. And so this group program is helping me build out what I'm hoping to launch in January as an online course that people can buy and do at their own time. But I really love the group program, so I might continue that. Oh, and I do human design chart readings as well. So if you just wanted to learn about your chart and what it means, then I do that as well.
Amazing. And how did you figure out your pricing structure? And can you share what that is if people want to work with you?
I think this was actually from my coach, Amina. A lot of it is I will play with numbers. And I will give myself a range. I'll give myself like what's the absolute bare minimum that I am willing to take for this time, because it's my time away from my family and my 3 kids. And I think most women don't take that into account. So it's like women, money, important, do it. And then I think about the absolute highest number I could even think of charging at this point in my career. And I find which end of the spectrum feels scary, but comfortable enough that I will be in my element in that call. It's funny, I'm actually going through an increase in my prices in 2 weeks as well. I just kind of gave my community the shout out that that was going to be happening. And I jumped on board for the human design chart readings. I jumped on board the numbers in 3. I'm sure if you're familiar with the spiritual community, you've seen like 111 and 222. There are different meanings to the numbers, and I just randomly decided to choose that for my human design chart reading, and things took off. So there's obviously something with numerology that I'm going to continue to learn about.
So interesting. And when someone works with you to do their human design chart reading, how long is that process, and what is the final output from that experience with you?
So we do it over 60 minutes. And at the end of that, obviously, if they want to explore more, but just in their chart, we can do another one to dive a little deeper, because the charts are so in depth. Even I can't tell you every single thing about every piece of human design right now. Or maybe they're recognizing that it's all feeling validating and this feels really good for what they need. And at that point, they might sign up for the one-to-one coaching if I have availability.
So So interesting. Thank you for sharing all of that, Adriana. I love learning about your program and this world of human design, because as I shared, I did not know a lot about it, and I think it is so interesting. So thank you. Do you have any questions for me that I can help you with?
I have two questions for you that jump out like right away when I think about talking to Steph Carton. First would be, I, being more of, I guess, spiritual entrepreneur, I never want to push myself to stay a certain amount of consistent on social media. But at the same time, I understand the importance of consistency and the importance of showing up. So I used to post on like Instagram, like 4 times a week, religiously, same days. And I was finding myself either burning out from posting so often or not in my element as I'm writing, because it feels so forced that the output wasn't great and the feedback wasn't, you know, what you'd want. How can you find that balance between what feels good and what consistency is necessary?
Great question. I would say that it goes back to, what are your goals from being on social media? So let's take Instagram specifically as the example. Why are you showing up on Instagram? What are your specific goals for being on that platform?
I'd say at first it was the obvious for most entrepreneurs, where I want to gain new clients and I want to grow my business. And so income. Over time, yes, that's probably been my top way that I do get new clients. But over time, I've come to really love educating people and inspiring people. This is actually how I started to step into my role as a speaker, because people would message back and say, like, someone said the other day, I just want to put you on a shelf in my house so I can listen to you every day. And I was like, well, I do have a podcast for that, but you know. So I would say it's kind of both of those now.
Okay, so new clients and educating people, providing value. So perhaps it would feel good, and maybe you've already done this before, but if you haven't, ask your followers, ask your audience, what are they looking to learn about? What is going to be impactful for them? Because then if you're learning what's important for them to hear about and you're creating content that you know is going to provide value to them, it might feel better and not feel like you have to post 4 times a week at a certain time. Because I don't believe in you have to post at a certain time on these days. What I do believe on Instagram right now is you have to post reels to get seen, because yes, they're prioritizing that in the algorithm.
No, that is so facts.
That is facts. But I mean, yes, you can look at the times of day and your content that are performing well. But ultimately, you want to create content that provides value to the audience that you're looking to serve. And I think if you know that you're providing that value, Instagram and sharing that type of content will become more fun to you, instead of thinking about it like, I have to post this just to show up and post on social media. The other thing I would be thinking about is, what type of content can I be creating that people will want to share? Because you might have a few thousand followers on Instagram right now, but if you're creating content that, if I see your content and I'm like, oh my God, I need to go share that in my group chat on Instagram or go share that with friends. If you start taking a look at your analytics to see what type of content you're posting right now that is getting the most shares, create more content like that. And then you may already have this strategy, but I always advise entrepreneurs to send direct messages to your new follower. So when you get a new follower, say hello, introduce yourself. I don't necessarily like the automated DMs that I see that doesn't really build a personal relationship. Like, send a real DM to someone. Hey, it's so great to connect with you. You know, how did you find me over here? Ask them directly, what type of content are you looking for? What would you find most valuable? Build that one-to-one connection with them, because ultimately they've taken the moment to look at your content and hit follow. They want to see content from you. So build that one-to-one relationship, and it should drive more clients for you.
That's such a good point. And I go through phases of like, oh, I want to reach out to my new followers, and then I fall off. So it's really important that I prioritize that. And you're right. I have an assistant, and at first she was like, do you want me to go through and like message people? And I was like, no, because that's like, I want it to be for me, you know, I want it to be personal. And so if I'm wanting that, but I'm not doing it enough, then what's the point?
Yeah. And I would say, look, in the beginning, especially in the early days of business, you kind of have to do some things that are unscalable to ultimately create processes that are scalable. And when you can learn in the early days about your audience, about your potential clients or customers, that's when you can learn as much as you can to then make those strategic decisions going forward. Because it could be ultimately that your assistant does help you with some of those DMs or the initial DM to get that conversation started. And then you can go in there and take over and figure out what the processes are for those.
That's a good point of having her help with the initial message, but then that's kind of it.
And then when they respond and start that conversation, then you can take over and have those real interactions. So those are some of my Instagram tips for today.
It's all good.
Adriana, thank you so much for spending time today and sharing all about your business journey. So excited to continue to follow you and see the amazing things that you will continue to do. And I think I definitely need to get a human design reading. So we'll have to book some time with you for sure. I'm so curious about this. For our listeners and Entrepreneurs League members that are interested in following you or booking a time to meet with you, what's the best place for them to reach out to you?
All that information is right on my website, adrianakeefe.com. And then on Instagram, I'm Audrey Keefe, A-D-R-I Keefe.
Amazing. Thank you again for being here. I'm Stephanie. And always remember to put your best heel forward. You've been listening to Startups and Stilettos, the show that highlights your peers in the startup world and meets you where you are to get you through your biggest challenges and towards your biggest goals. For additional episodes, extra content, show notes, and more, visit startupsandstilettos.com. Did you love this episode? Leave us a review and send us a screenshot via Instagram DM at Entrepreneuristas, and you can enter to win a one-on-one mentor and strategy session with me. We're drawing a new winner every month, and I cannot wait to meet you. Have you been wondering, what the heck is Web3 and how will this impact my business? Well, we were too, which is why we are so excited to announce our newest show on the Entrepreneurista Podcast Network, Web3 with MCG. On Web3 with MCG, host Michelle Cordero Grant breaks down this new wild world by covering the essentials and making it all approachable and creating a space for listeners to get involved. Learn alongside Michelle as she explores the next generation of the internet and all of the opportunities it offers for each of you. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts or head over to entrepreneurista.com/Web3 with MCG and join our Web3 community over on Instagram at Web3 with MCG.